Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the old I need be.
Y'all better pray with me. I said he picked me up and turned me around, y'all. He picked me up and turned me around. One day he picked me up and turned me around. I said he my friend, oh, the blood of Jesus. I promise I'm gonna sing some more of this stuff in a minute. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh. Reaches to the highest mountain, ooh, and it flows to the Lord his valley. Oh, 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 the blood that gives me strength. From day, my God, today, it will never, ever, ever lose. It will never, never, ever lose. It will never, ever, never lose. Its power, power, wonder-working power. In the blood, I'm gonna leave y'all in a minute, of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Y'all, can we keep singing them songs in the church? Oh, God. I just feel like having church, that's all. I know we ain't got all night, but just touch somebody real fast for me and tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood. Some of y'all still ain't talking to nobody. I see you looking at me. Just touch somebody, tell them, say, neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. There's still power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, y'all ain't saying it like y'all did, man. Just touch somebody real fast and tell them, say, neighbor. There's still power. I know some of y'all think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I just love him. That's all. Just look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm not crazy. I just love the God that I serve. I wonder if there's anybody in this house other than me that can make that declaration right now. Just look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm not crazy. But I wonder if there's anybody other than me that got a reason to shout. Just touch somebody and say, this ain't no show, this ain't no show. Let me tell you right now, ain't none of this stuff even going to be on the record. Touch somebody and say, this ain't a show, this ain't a show. But because he's brought me out of some stuff, I got a right and a reason to give God some glory.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Here. back to you.
I can get somebody over here that believes what I'm saying.
Holy,
holy.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You are so faithful.
You are so faithful.
Holy,
holy.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You are so faithful.
You are so faithful.
Righteous.
Righteous.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You are so faithful.
You are so faithful.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Everybody, you are now tuned in on tonight to On Fire for Jesus Prayer Time Live right here on the Angels of Melody along with the Fireball Warriors. We waiting for them to call in just a few minutes, but you're going to hear some live praying on tonight and the Word of God coming from our brothers and our sisters. And so we just thank God. We want to give a shout out to all of Africa tonight, to all of the United States of America, to all of those that are in Italy and the UK, to those in the Caribbean, Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, and Barbados, those that are in Australia, Switzerland, those that are in Hong Kong, China, those that are in Mexico. We just thank God for all of you that are listening in all over the world. We want to say God bless you. A lot of you know that I don't come on Saturday nights at all, unless it's a service. But we just thank the Lord for his many, many blessings for what he's doing. We came on earlier because I didn't do the Christian club in it with the saints last night. We didn't come on last night, but I did this morning, and I just felt led to come on tonight to have prayer on the airwaves and to play worship music and let the men and women of God just minister to you on tonight. So we're just grateful. We're just grateful once again. I am Angel of Melody, Angel on Deck, Evangelist Tanya Johnson, you name it. But I'm not the one caught up on titles, but I am an evangelist. But a lot of people call me Angel of Melody or they call me Angel of Deck. So we just thank the Lord for his many blessings. So far you have heard Pastor Marvin Winans singing Faithful and then Thy Will Be Done. Before that was Marvin Sapp in the Hymns Medley. And right now we're going to give you some throwback medley by Marvin Winans. As we're still waiting for our callers, we're going to go ahead and just let the atmosphere be opened up. In Jesus' name, we thank God. I believe that God is going to do something on tonight. So right now we're going to go to Pastor Marvin Winans in the throwback medley. And as soon as our callers call in, we're going to go ahead and let loose on tonight in Jesus' name. We will be back in a moment.
What do you want the Lord to say?
Oh,
right, y'all. All right. I'm telling you, I just talked to, I see the man of God on the line with us. I'm not sure what's going on with the other prayer warriors. They're saying that they called in, but I didn't see the number. But I am seeing the man of God. We thank God for Dr. Marcus Seabrooks being on with us. I guess everybody else is going to call in, but we thank God once again that you are now tuned in to the On Fire for Jesus prayer time live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel of Melody. I'm going by Angel of Melody tonight. We ain't doing Angel on Deck. So I'm telling you, but we just thank God for his many blessings. Before I click on the man of God to come on, I want to say this real briefly. I want you all to get your mind set, you know, because there is a word from the Lord. You know, I believe that. And also, like I said, we're going to be praying as well. It's just going to be an awesome night. I normally don't, like I said, come on Saturday nights, but we thank God that I had to follow the leading of the Lord, and I felt led to just have prayer tonight and share the word of God. And then in the middle part of the show, I want to share the song, It's Got Finished Today, the song Got Finished Today. And I thank the Lord for letting us know that as we praise him, that everything is going to be all right. He's letting us know that it is over, that all of the disappointments, everything that we have faced, the end of last year that seemed like this year, a lot of people say that this year they really went through some hell. But I'm here to let you know that it is over now. And I just feel the celebration right now. I feel a celebration, such a celebration. I was sitting back thinking earlier of where I was, you know, last year. And I said, even though I've been through some hell, because I have been through, you know, even in this year, coming in, it looked like it was just back to back, back to back. But I thank God that the dark clouds are moving. The rain is stopping. The sun is shining. And no more cold weather. I thank God for that. I'm telling you, yeah, we still going to be going through, but I'm telling you, it ain't going to be like it was. God is elevating us even now. And I just thank him for the elevation. I thank him for having our back. And just like I tell y'all, we have to fight and we got to learn. My God, the enemy is not joking, but we ain't joking either. And we got to let that joker know that we got some ammunition for him in Jesus' name. I'm telling y'all, this is not the time to back down. But this is the time, I'm telling you, to jump up. I'm speaking to someone tonight that is laying at the wayside, at the roadside, wherever you at. Bleeding, get up, soldier, because we are unstoppable fireball warriors. And we thank God for what he is doing and how he is steady yet moving by his spirit. I'm telling you, I'm just grateful on tonight. I am thanking God for many things that he is doing. And through it all, we have to learn to trust in Jesus. We have to learn to depend on his word. This ain't just for y'all. I'm talking to myself, It's come first. Before anybody, he's letting me know that I have to learn to trust in him and believe on his word. So we just thank God. I'm waiting on the man of God to call back. I don't know what's going on with our prayer warriors here, why the numbers ain't showing up, but it's not showing up. And so we just thank God, like I said, for his many, many blessings. But we just thank God for many, many blessings. God is really doing something. He's moving by his spirit. And I'm telling you, we thank God for his many, many blessings. But I'm trying to get in contact right now with the prayer warriors. But we just thank God, I'm telling you, for what he is doing. And God is just worthy to be praised. But we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. I'm telling you, God is just great. You know, it's just a shift. It's like a shifting that the Lord is doing. And I'm just grateful for this shift. I'm just grateful. So, like I said, we're waiting on the man of God to call back. And then we're going to go ahead and get it in on tonight. I'm telling you, we're going to get it in. But anybody that needs prayer, we are asking right now for you to post up your prayers, your prayer requests, if you need prayer, we're here to pray for you. And so we just thank God. I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful. So right now we have the man of God back, and I'm telling you, with us, and it's just great. And so right now we're going to click him on, and I just tell you to prepare yourself to receive from the Lord on tonight. I'm telling you, I'm definitely ready. I am definitely ready. And so right now we're going to put on our brother, Dr. Marcus Seabrooks, and I guess the team is going to be calling in shortly. But right now we're going to click him on and let him go as he's led to go tonight. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what God is doing. God bless you, man of God. How are you?
God bless you, Angel. What's going on, sis?
Yes, you know, I was sitting here, I was talking to Rhoda, and she said they had been calling, and I'm like, I'm watching the switchboard, but I'm not seeing nobody, and they was in high prayer. And I told her to call. I don't know what happened, but I'm seeing your number. So I just said, well, I don't know, but hopefully they can call in from another phone. But if not, we're just going to go on. And so I'm going to let you reintroduce yourself, brother, and we can go ahead and get it in with the prayer and whatever God has given you to say tonight. We're just going to go ahead and go with the flow until the others, you know, call in.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Listen, everybody all over the world, my name is Dr. Marcus Seabrooks, and I am the head of the Global Prophetic Initiative, a prophetic think tank for kings and leaders in the 21st century, as well as bishops, apostles, and prophets, and leaders in our current 21st century church. The woman of God is so tremendous, and I've been listening to her now since we got connected last week. But I just want to share a small word with you. I'm at my house, my personal residence, and a young man next door is having a going away party. So if you hear any Lil Wayne or rap, it's not me, it's the party next door. So I'm going to be brief. Listen, all of you that are listening, I want to share a word with you. It just dropped in my spirit. Woman of God, and you could probably confirm this. Listen. I was reading earlier about when Jesus and Peter had the conversation about when he asked the disciples, who do men think that I am? And some said he was Elias, other John the Baptist, but Peter standing up saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, because you said this to me, he said, your name is Peter, and upon my rock I'll build my church, and against the hell shall not prevail against it. And so there's some things in that, but I want to touch on the human characteristics tonight of the human being, of the believer. So you can disarm yourself when you make mistakes because the blood of Jesus is there and the Lord is there to forgive you. So we see, as Peter got such a great revelation, then he turns around the very next chapter, and he tells the Lord is telling him that he has to die. Peter said, no, not so, Lord. And Jesus says a very, very powerful statement, a very definitive. He says, Simon, Simon, he takes the Peter out of the equation, the man who's got the revelation. Simon is his flesh. Peter is the man that's renewed after God. He says, Simon, Simon, Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but I pray for you that your faith fail not. Here's the kicker. Here's the thing here. And when thou art converted, if you're listening, just say converted to yourself. then you should strengthen your brother, or you will have the ability to go out and preach the gospel to the nations. Actually, that's what it really breaks down to. So now he is Peter getting this command. Now we see him in the 21st chapter of John. Jesus is getting ready to, he's at the precarium at the judgment hall. We see Peter standing around, and his speech betrays him. He begins to curse. You know the story, the rooster crows three times. The next time we see Peter at the end of that chapter, he's not going fishing. He takes the disciples, still in leadership, they're still following, they go out, they go fishing, and he didn't catch any fish. The same scenario happened when Jesus first was introduced to him. He had a day that he had caught no fish, and here it is again, he's fishing without nothing. Then the Lord says, children have you, and immediately brings them back to shore. I'm touching on this, woman of God, just to say something about this. Without a prophetic word over your life, death could be imminent. If you don't have God speaking into your life on a constant basis, or at least once or twice, talking about your destiny, you'll live a life that the enemy can stuff out at any time because there's nothing to protect you. Your destiny, your purpose in God will protect you from the onslaught of hell. You're not hearing what I'm saying. In other words, Jesus goes and he tells Peter, he said, love it thou me more than these. He said, Lord, you know all things. He said, I do. He says to him, he said, when you're a young man, you'll travel and you'll go where you want to go. He says, when you get to be an old man, they'll carry you where you don't want to go, typifying and signifying what manner of death Peter would die. Now watch this. It's very interesting. In the book of Acts, Peter has not even got a year old. His hair has not even turned another shade yet. Here now, he's in jail on Easter with James. Herod kills James. He sees it pleases the people. So the next day, he decides to kill Peter. But he has Peter in prison to the point that Peter couldn't get out, or the disciples couldn't break into the jail to get him out, or the church. And so now, here's the thing. How can you be lies between two soldiers waiting for a death sentence tomorrow and you fall asleep? He knows something that nobody else knows.
Yeah.
Okay. What he knows is that the Lord is a man that he cannot lie. So if God said he's going to do it, he has to bring it to pass. So now Peter realizes, I can go to sleep because he said I would live to be an old man. He said, when I'm an old man, they'll kill me. But I'm still young now. Well, watch this. Just on that premises that God spoke that prophetic word over his life, because God spoke it, then God had to deliver him that night from death, or God would be a liar. So God sent an earthquake into the prison first. Then he sends an angel, and he taps Peter on the shoulder, and Peter walks out of harm, okay. The next thing is the intercessors that's in the house of the church, or the church in the house, they're praying for Peter night and day. The storyline is God's word protects us, but then a lot of times we as believers pray, and we don't even believe what we're praying for. The Bible says when he arrived at the house, they were still praying. A young damsel by the name of Rhoda came to the door, and she said, Peter's here, Peter's here. And they said, no, he's not. And then she said to the door in his face, not believing that God could deliver. So here's the point. I want to share with you this, listening to me tonight, that nothing can happen to you until you fulfill your destiny, as long as you line up with God. And in your listening audience, Angel, I feel there's people in third world countries and other nations listening to this broadcast, and there's a burning call in their lives, and they've gone up against multiple things. I know in Africa, it's some of the hub of witchcraft and witch doctrine. I want to speak to those pastors that might be listening, if you permit me. Remember one thing, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That God has a power to deliver you from every form of evil. Don't be afraid, my brother. Don't be afraid, my sister, to preach the gospel of the kingdom, because Jesus is with you. I want to speak to those in China and Asia. I understand in China there's an underground church. You might be listening by shortwave radio. But keep praising, because under dominion Caesar, And Nero, the church had to go underground because the persecution was so great. And I understand that you're living in a persecutory society where they don't want you to preach Christ. But win those souls. Win those people for Jesus. Listen, I'm your brother. I'm your yoke fellow. Listen, I want you to know all over the world while you're listening to this woman, whether it be by shortwave radio, regular radio, by some type of radio, some type of apparatus, internet, Facebook, whatever, however you're listening tonight, I want you to know that God is going to do something. I feel, woman of God, if I may pray for the next 2 minutes, that there's a mass healing that's going to take place over the radio. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Those who listen, I want you to touch whatever you, if it's your computer, you are in an internet cafe, I want you to simply touch the apparatus that you're listening to. And I want to pray this prayer simplistically. I'm looking at those in Africa that are listening. Listen, I need you to blog. I need you to reach the woman of God tonight and let the woman of God know that God healed you. Father, we pray now according to your wisdom and your guidance. We know that the centurion said, I'm a man of authority, and I understand you're a man of authority. If you send the word, Father, we send the word to every nation that's listening, those who are sick and those who are diseased, those who are going through hell at the hands of the enemy, those who are tormented in their mind, those who are going through cancer, diabetes, lupus, high blood pressure, aortic problems with their valves, I command you to be healed. I command heart disease to stop. I command tumors, fibrous tumors in some women to drop. I command cysts and boils to go away. I command demonic aggravation and agitation that's been attacking the people in God. I command that enemy, that principality of their reason to cease, stop his activities. Father, tonight I pray in the name of Jesus that the blood of your son, God, God, I command the power of the living Christ now to go through these airways and begin to heal, touch, and deliver, God. Father, begin to heal, Lord. Let sores drop. God, I rebuke death, God. I rebuke death on children and babies, God. Tonight, Father, do something over the airways. Father, we thank you for this word, Lord, and we thank you, God, and I speak to their destinies. Their destinies are set now. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, you know what? God is doing something. It's to me, you know, it's just such a peace. As I was thinking about earlier, it just brought me into laughter, like, wow, God. You know, I really don't know everything that he is doing, but it's like I can feel that he's really up to something and that we're going to really be in a surprise, a world of surprise. God is doing something, and that's why the enemy is fighting and trying to fight. He's not winning at all, but he's trying to fight because of the blessings that we're going to have. And you know what, man of God, right before you had called and I was playing Marvin Winans and everything. And do you know the scripture in Deuteronomy 28 came to me? And all I keep hearing, I'm telling you, all last night and all this morning, that song just been singing to me about it's over now and how he's keeping us through the storm and he's keeping us through the rain and how he's drying up all our tears and all the fears got to go. And I began to, my ear, you know, my eyes got fixed on Deuteronomy 28, where it talks about the blessings and how we are blessed and how the blessings are going to overtake us, you know. And we've been hearing about this for some time, about the overflow and the miracles. But I know for a fact, manifestation is now, that we're going to be seeing manifestation of his word, you know. But all we have to do is believe it. And to those that don't believe, they're not gonna get anything. So
right.
I'm telling you, I really believe of this, the heavens being open unto us, and that there is a surprise, that God has a gift, specially gift wrap just for us. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. I don't know what to do. It's just like I know that there is a shifting. It's almost like the clouds. Something is moving. And God is about to rain down on his people from the heavens. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. Man of God, what would you say about that?
Woman of God, not only are you right, but the unexpected is about to happen. For those who sit on the wall and they intercede and they watch and they fast and they pray, God is getting ready to shift some things. Right now, we are in the last move of God that I think we're going to see in the 21st century anyway. I don't know if the Lord is going to come back soon or not. But I feel an urgency in my spirit, man, that we have to pull this thing together. God wants to do the miraculous. You know, I was sitting in church last night. He was there with us as well. Tremendous word preached by Bishop Paul Morton. I mean, a word that was preached out of sight. And I remember being with him early 2005 before Katrina hit. I remember sitting down in the office in Bishop J. Newhaines' office in Dallas, Texas. And I remember I ministered to him. I said, Bishop, I said, you're going to lose everything, but God says he's going to give it back to you double. You know, and I watched him go through this storm. And I saw Katrina wipe out New Orleans, and so I'm going to go for it. But then I saw God cause him to recover. And so I began to say, God, you're a God in the impossible. Here's a storm that just wiped out everything. But yet, not only does he have the church in Atlanta, I think, but then he's gone back into New Orleans. So looking at what God done in that instance, because with God, you're on a mission. God will provide for every vision. So what you're saying tonight to the people is very well. Listen. Prepare your victuals. Victuals is simply mean your provision. Prepare what God is giving you. And your preparation through fasting, praying, staying in the word, and looking unto the hills which come into your help, because your help comes from the Lord. Watching, ever, ever, ever diligent, watching and looking for Jesus. Listen, the Lord is not a counterfeit. He's not going to print money from heaven. But there's people that God will cause. And while I'm talking, there's a pastor, I'm not going to call his name because I see it well, but there's a pastor right now in Detroit, right now, even while we're listening to your broadcast, he's wanting to shut up the church because the membership hasn't been there, the finances have been there. He's like, well, that's the general characterization. It could be. But then I'm looking at his wife, I see the name Elizabeth, Liz, they call her Liz. God is going to move in his behalf in the next 72 hours. God is going to he's going to cause men to give into his bosom. A lot of times when we go out and we build works, they have to be tried. The one of the guys, even while I'm talking, and Lord got this in my spirit too, for those who are divorcing, that's going through a divorce process right now.
Yeah.
Okay, those who are emotionally hurt right now, they're hurting. Because the word divorce really means the death of somebody. I want you to know something. There's life after divorce. The Lord will not only heal you and raise you up, but God will prepare your heart, and he will fix those things that have been broken. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, God is healing emotional. I feel the Holy Ghost, girl. God is healing emotional pressure. I'm trying to be dignified, but I got to let go. God is healing those things. There are several women listening to this broadcast right now that's been molested. I see 10 of you have been molested by your own fathers. Listen, well, those who've been molested, those who have been rejected, those who've been hated, those who've been ostracized, those who've been going through a divorce, those whose husbands and wives cheated on them. What I want you to do right now, I want you to simply put your hand on your stomach, and I want you to pray this prayer with me. Everybody all over the world, pray this. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I renounce every tie that the devil has got me caught up into, every illegal soul tie. God, get down, river. I hear the Lord says, I'm breaking people from the spirit of pornography and the spirit of perversion tonight. God said, I'm setting my people free so I can use them. I see angels literally carrying blood and dropping it into nations, into neighborhoods. Your parents say, Father, I renounce this spirit of rejection, because that's the root cause. That's the strong man in anybody's life. Woman of God, you know, you meet rejection before you know anything. Rejection sometimes comes from the womb because the father doesn't want the child or the mother. So, God, we command the spirit of rejection to be broken now. We command the broken heart to be bound up. But now put your hand on your stomach, simply say, Father, I forgive. I forgive those who hurt me, those who destroyed me, those who cursed me, those who hated me, those who reviled me, Lord, those who fought against me. Father, I release them and I let them go. Lord, I walk in forgiveness. Now receive my gift. Father, restore me. Heal my mind. I break the powers of God. I break every agreement with Satan tonight. I break every attitude, every mindset, God, I pray, I release, God, I release everybody, God, that is holding me up. Lord, I release them now. Satan, I release you from your assignment. I break the agreements of your life, even in the area of sickness and disease. I will not be the victim of the generational curse of diabetes and high blood pressure. I break bloodline curses 400 years, God. I sever the tie with every past lover, every past relationship, God. I command everything that the enemy has done to me to be reversed. Now, right now, I put you on this topic. Whatever you're going through,
yes,
Father, we bind those spirits all over the world. Send angels now, God. We bind them, even in Detroit. Now put your hand on your stomach and begin to say, I renounce. And whatever it is that has, you say, I renounce it. I release it from this assignment. There's deliverance. I see unforgiveness being released right now. I hear bitterness being released right now. I hear murder and rage. The girl Jacqueline, Jackie, if you're listening, call now. God says, you will not commit suicide because of the divorce. God will order life and peace to come into our mind.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Even the school children, God. Even the school children.
Yes.
We pray, God, that no violence, no murders, no kidnaps, God, no rapes, nothing would happen to our school children in the school system this year. But, God, they would have an excellent year. Father, I pray for those that are going through poverty and lack. We sever that spirit that has an assignment to destroy the mindset of the parents, God. Father, stop that man from walking out the house. Stop that woman from walking out the house. Lord, stop those who are strung out on drugs and addicted, God. Lord, God, and I want to just pray this, and I'm through. God, I pray for those that's addicted to prescription drugs, not the drugs you get off the street, but to the Xanax and the Prozac and the Seroquels, God, and whatever it is that's moved off. And I bind the spirit of pharmacia tonight, Father. The spirit of pharmaceuticals and witchcraft that will gain control of the mind of the people of God. Father, I command you to loose them, God. I command those, God, that's now going to be God. I command the spirit of God, the peace of God, to pass it all understanding. Not only does it rule in your mind, but the God of peace sanctifies you tonight. Holy Spirit, soul, and body. God, I thank you for victory. I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for peace. And I thank you for salvation. God, I thank you for your glory tonight. Listen, if you're listening to this broadcast, I want you to lift your holy hands because you have a living right to give your God a praise. It's all right to tell him yes and thank you. Show glory because the Lord has made you free tonight. God
glory
bless
to
you.
God. Yes, my God. I'm telling you, man of God, that's powerful. That is powerful. And I know people are being set free. You know what? Even in this move that God is doing, not only, you know, things are going to be, people are going to be set free, but also, you know, there's a contract. You know, God had gave me this before to speak on the airwaves. And he was letting me know at that time that, and it still stands for now, that it's time to come away from things that's not right and come from around people, you know, that don't mean us no good, people
that's
that
right.
don't want to live right, and that we have to pray for them and make sure that we're right with God.
That's right.
And then he let me know that the hit is going to be served. And I thought, Lord, what is the hit? He let me know it's the hit of Jesus Christ. He said that the contract is over us. The contract is our promises. The contract is the vows that we made to serve him and never to stray away and to do his will, to preach holiness and live it to the fullest. And he's holding it over us even now. And if we don't keep our vow, then that's when he let me know that the hit of Jesus Christ will be leashed out, and the hit is an unheard disaster, which is destruction. And he said he's going to take out, and he's going to put in. And what he take out, he will shut them down. And what he put in, he will spring them up. He's going to raise up. And I just want to ask the question on tonight, including myself, we all ask this question. Will we be the one that God will take out and shut down? Or will we be the one he puts in and raise up?
My God.
When God gave me that, he gave me to bring that back out tonight because so many people are saying they are men and women of God, and they're playing around. You know, they're playing around and lying and scheming and, you know, doing things to get money and all that kind of stuff. God finna shut that down, man of God, because there is a movement that is going on. We are all a part of that movement, aren't we? Amen. You know, even going with New York. And what God is doing, man of God, he is sending people like us to the nations, to the cities, to the states. You know what I'm saying? Because he know we mean in business. But those that are traveling around and speaking lies and doing things to get money and think they shucking and jabbing God, I'm telling you, we finna see some stuff finna happen. I'm telling you, it's finna be some unheard destruction. And God gave me that to serve that hit tonight. And I'm telling you, I was sitting back like, oh, my God, wait a minute. But he let me know that, you know, that the hit is about to spring forth. And so we have to make sure even the backsliders, there's a sounding alarm of the backsliders. I'm telling you, in Jeremiah 3 and 14, it says, turn on backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a thing and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. That is the word itself, I'm telling you. And so we just thank God. We thank God for everything, you know, that he is doing. And God is calling the backsliders, and I really believe that a lot of drug dealers and a lot of the drug dealers and the prostitutes and different ones on the street, God is about to save them and clean them up, I'm telling you, to where they're going to be going out into the streets grabbing other drug dealers and other prostitutes. I'm telling you, I really feel this thing, that this is going to be, brother, a big move. I'm talking about a move that is unheard of.
I'm in agreement with you, as a matter of fact. I spent the early part as an evangelist, not in the church but outside the church, and I'll just name a particular area in Detroit, Bewick and Mack. Drug house was there, and one summer I went in, and we had a revival in this person's house, and we saw 300 souls converted the first night we went in. I went in with a pastor from Church of God of Christ, and he went in with me, and we went in, and Lord started delivering people. Demons was coming out of people. Sis, it was crazy, man. I mean, the whole summer, God delivered. And I see people now, they talk to me, and they say, yeah, we were there. We remember you. And so just witnessing the people. Take time out tomorrow. Take the church outside of the walls. And on Monday morning, when you go to work, minister to your coworker. Find the one who needs your help. You know, just love on somebody. You know, sometimes a smile is a great witness. Sometimes, you know, while the world is going through hell, we can smile. We're supposed to be able to smile. And so sometimes in a dark situation, a smile, and people can say, why are you smiling? Because Jesus is there. You know, just looking for an open invitation. God, in this mood, though, says, I'm telling you, just on it. Let me tell you through the prophetic, because I'm a prophet through the prophetic, what I see. The drug dealer is simply a preacher.
It's not
been touched. The rapper is a frustrated pastor. I'm telling you, God has so much. Well, God, my time is up, and I have to go back. But listen, God bless you. Thank you for having me on, and I'm going to give you a call in an hour or so.
All right. Well, God bless you, man of God.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we thank God. That was Dr. Marcus C. Brooks. We thank God for the prayer. We thank God for the word that went forth. And so right now we're going to pause for the calls, then I'm going to come back, and we're going to do some more praying and speaking on tonight. And so right now we got Mastercraft, and here I am, and we will be right back.
Here I am.
Your man's is back, and I bring Christ with me, so it's me times 50. Excuse me if I seem quite giddy. Living ill town, but still a bit brick city, still a juggernaut. Can't stop, won't stop, no diddy. The arson barging out of the parsonage with an arsenal, armored up and targeting carnage, ready for drama, lobbing godly bombs in darkness. Flow piranha, explode ear loads to sharpness. Fucking charge on some Batman flow, slaying word, battering and clang clanging your dome. Yo, I'm on some old Pac-Man flow, eating power pellets, then I'm turning back into ghosts. Waka waka, the word of God, it gobbles them whole. The flamers kick my choppers and chomps them. Goblins and trolls, demons to the last dragon. Get tarmacked and bagged, sin tagged, tied and gagged to the side of the hole. When I enter the center, Doc, you know it. Cause I flow Christ, my life show it. Goodness is stalking me, blessed overflowing. Roll with the explosion. Yo, here we going like blah. Get it all like blah. Chop it all like blah. Get it all like blah. Get it all like blah. Bang devils like blah. Getting blessed like, how you like me now? Blah, 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 blah. Fashion of rap, gospel that's passion. In fact, the apostle smashing it flat like crack cocaine. Jack is no game. Hospital cat, philosophical fact. Put him in a hospital mat. All this flame, crash that frame. Beat him and break low. Take foes, black on him. Light him up, stay glow. First stick to my ribs, maypole. I'm that kid who never gets picked. I don't play, yo. At misconceptions, you may make a point like pencils. At his directions, I break them points like tennis. My baseline flow scores like 3-point switches. You want to score the arm ball? We'll drive it to submission. Then I make huge points to nexus and link them, then flex them together like a herringbone necklace. Then assist you, dude, so you can make the connections. You hit the switches and watch the juice flow like electrics. When I enter the center, Doc, you know it. This I flow Christ, my life show it. Goodness is talking me, blessed overflowing. Roll with the explosion. Yo, here we going like blah. Bring it all like blah. Drop it all like blah. Put it all like blah. Get it all like blah. Bring devils like blah. Get you blessed like blah. How you like me now? Blah, 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 blah. The Lord is affecting demons like bad tennis. The instant you make penance and decide for your life to stay in it. My God, God, better than clinic, shine you up just right. All is finished for all the descendants. And as soon as you repent and let them all in your business. Simplify gospel, no gimmicks. Forgiveness makes all the difference. Senor Inferno lips, lift them up with hot gums and habanero guts. My rap style is like a lyrical headbutt. The scriptures split divisions with spiritual uppercuts. He got that hot flow, I'm the aqueduct. Black, 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 and shooting my yap, you better duck. Black magic coming after me, but I roll with the rocker. You got better luck shaving Chewbacca. The ex-slob, I roll with the God Thunder MC Hammer Popper, who gives life everlasting, no gobstopper. He invented chocolate, no Willy Wonka. Give him all your problems, dump him like Conker. Blah! Bring it on! Blah! Drop it all! Blah! Get it all! Blah! Get it all! Blah! Dang devil's like, blah! Get blessed like, how you like me now? Blah!
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy. And your grace that kept me.
Thank you.
got a witness in here.
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and He helped me grow. So I wouldn't let go.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Somebody next to you, tell me I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me, but God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
God has helped me. I'm telling you, we thank God for His many, many, many blessings. I'm telling you, it's just awesome what God is just doing and how He's moving by His Spirit. I guess we will be hearing from the prayer warriors another day. I don't know what happened. They are all together. And for some reason, I guess, they weren't able to call in. I'm not sure. They said they were calling. Maybe something wrong with the phone because I wasn't seeing it. But nevertheless, the word of God went forth and we're still playing the music, and I'm telling you, it's just awesome what God is doing and how, you know, how God is steady yet moving by his spirit. And I know people are being set free on tonight. I'm telling you, I know it is happening. And we just thank the Lord for what he is doing and how he's steady yet, as I always say, moved by his spirit. We thank the Lord for that, for how he's just steady yet moving by his spirit. And so right now we got a prayer by our very own brother right here, Kidiatu. We thank God for the blood, I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus. And so this is a powerful prayer that I want you to listen on tonight. You have to hear this. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And we're going to be right back.
We want to deploy the blood tonight because it's the blood that gives us access. It's the blood that justifies us. It's the blood that cleanses us. It's the blood that has redeemed you and I to make us sons and daughters of God. And tonight, as we come into the presence of a holy God, we come with pure hearts and clean hands, sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. For you said that there is life in the blood. You said, because of the blood of thy covenant have I brought thee forth out of the pit where there is no water. Tonight we deploy the blood of Jesus to speak on our behalf. Let the blood undertake, let the blood prevail, let the blood answer, let the blood overrule every accusation, every inscription, every contention, every opposition, every resistance, anything that is contending with the will of God for our lives, for our destiny. Let the blood of the Lamb answer. Let the blood of the Lamb prevail. Let the blood of the Lamb speak. Let the blood of the Lamb undertake. Somebody open your mouth and plead the blood of Jesus. What they overcame, for they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Tonight, by the blood, we overcome every adversary. We overcome every enemy. We overcome any assignment of darkness. We destroy every weapon of the adversary. We come against all forms of devices, all forms of operations, all forms of assignment. We lift up the blood. We lift up the blood. We invoke the blood. We plead the blood. We accept the mysteries of the blood. We release the blood of the Lamb of God to the very foundation of every resistance. We deplore the mysteries of the blood of Jesus against every satanic mystery, against whatever is hidden and concealed in our lives, whatever is working in the shadows behind the scenes. We deploy the blood of Jesus. We release the power of the blood to prevail in our atmosphere, in our areas and domain of oppression. Tonight, let the blood speak. Let the blood undertake. We release the forces of the blood. Let it travel and shatter foundations of form of evil, foundations, ungodly foundations, demonic foundations, all forms of witchcraft activities. Let the blood prevail. Let the blood answer. Let the blood undertake. We plead the blood. Somebody cry out. Clap your hands. Release the blood. We activate the speakers of the blood. Mateka. Ula mata. Lemataka. Nimaha. Tuade. Lezu. Nimaha. Nimahata. Yeria. There is power in the blood. There is life in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Whatever. What is up?
Powerful prayer. That was Kibbe, Bishop Kibbe, Atu. I'm telling you, very, very powerful. We thank the Lord for his many, many blessings. I'm telling you, God is just great, and he is worthy of all the praise and the honor and the glory. Right now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to end this tonight. I'm telling you, we're going to end it with something. We're going to go out with a bang here. I'm telling you, I just thank God. Right now, we're going to go ahead. Let's see. We thank the Lord, like I said, for his many, many blessings. Many, many blessings. God is just great. But we're going to go ahead to a great outing of this. But we just thank God. I just want to say, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you all the honor and the glory for what you are doing in this time. Lord, we thank you for every soul that listen in right now. We ask that they will have sweet sleep and rest at where it's daytime. Lord, that they will have a blessed day. Lord, we thank you for your word going forth across the nations. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, and most of all, for your love. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we give you all the honor and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We just thank God for what he is doing, y'all. I'm telling you, God is definitely moving by his spirit. I mean, he is moving. And so right now, we want to go ahead and end this. I'm trying to find out what I'm going to play here right now. It just seemed like this thing is skipping. But we're going to try to get everything together here. But I just thank the Lord. Okay. But we just thank God for the word that had went forth. And so right now we're just going to end it off with some great message and prayer for the next 30 minutes. But always remember that God loves you and that the angel of melody, the angel on deck, loves you too. And tune in on tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Hattons Church in Eastern Michigan. Links will be posted for all to hear. God bless you all.
Atmosphere and not have a mouth. Because what is going to predetermine your destiny, what comes out of your mouth is going to arrest some things that's been suspended in the spirit net world that has your name on it. Now, if you don't have no prophecy, I give you full permission to keep quiet, sit down. You have no word over your life and don't say nothing. But for those of you that knows that you're sick of being sick and you're tired of things taking too long and you want that what God has for you to be released tonight, look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, you might hate my mouth tonight, but I got a blessing suspended in the spirit realm that I have to pull it out in the next 20 minutes. I ain't got time for you to look at me, but I got something I got to release tonight. And if you're in the house and you believe it, I need you to make some noise like you're losing every bit of your mind. I want to speak to you tonight on this subject, and I want you to take it on as it is your own. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, my prophetic word can't die. All right, that was the wrong neighbor. You always keep talking to them every Sunday. Every time I talk to you, you keep talking to people that don't want to talk to you. But I want you to find somebody who's waiting for an activation in the spirit realm, and they're nervous because something's at the edge. Oh, God, who am I talking to? I need to find my people tonight. I got about 50 more minutes before the prophet comes on. But look at somebody and say, neighbor, my prophetic word can't die. That means the devil has to back off. Everything that God promised me has to come to pass. I'm here to make the announcement. Tonight is my night. Is there anybody in here that believes it? You ought to scream and shout like you're losing your mind. Come on, Nikki, I need you. I feel something breaking in my spirit. I feel something opening up. This is the month of open. This is the month of open. Come on, Zion. I need to hear a sound in here. It is so. Please sit down. Somebody just shouted and something got loose. Somebody just screamed and something got broken. Hey, tonight. It is the book of Hikalalabohom Yasha. Holy Ghost say you don't have to wait. Holy Ghost say something got released already. Hey. Holy Ghost say something got released already. He said you don't have to wait. Hey, Shanda, come out. Hey. Do me one more favor. Find somebody who believes what you believe and pull them out of their seat. Say, whatever you were in for the last 10 years, the Holy Ghost just pulled you out into a new season, into a new time. Who we here tonight? Oh, somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to pray. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just my, yes. 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 Please be seated. I'm in trouble. Sit down. Give me a couple of minutes. I got to release this. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, hold it. Say, neighbor, I don't want your praise to stop. I just want it to be on pause. Because the pause button's going to be released any minute from now. And every generational curse that's been holding your stuff, every satanic power that's been messing with your stuff, is going to have to release it tonight. Be seated, Ezekiel. Please, please, be seated quickly, quickly. You're encroaching on my time, and I look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, sit down quickly, quickly. You're on pause. Touch him and say, you're on pause. You're on pause. It is the book of Ezekiel that most of you have heard great revelation that I have spoken over the years, and many people all over the world have understood this revelation that the Lord gave me in terms of the book of Ezekiel. And so when I begin to speak it tonight, I don't want you to have in your mind exactly what you think I'm going to say. For tonight is only a prophetic an unction of the Holy Ghost to declare you into a season that you have already stepped into, but there is something you need to pull out the spirit realm that has your name on it. The Bible simply says this, Pastor Anthony Thomas, my brother, God bless you. It starts off by saying here in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1, the entrance of the text makes us know that something of a transition is taking place with Ezekiel. He is not permitted to observe what he's about to observe in the natural realm. For the text now tells us immediately that the hand of the Lord came upon Ezekiel. Note this, how the scripture tells us. He is physically positioned at a place. We know physically he has not gone anywhere, but yet still he's been transported to another dimension where he is looking on a situation from a different perspective. Here is the text. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and then he carried me in the realm of the spirit to observe something that was dead, something that was dry. And the Bible says that whatever happened spiritually, he had to observe this because the hand of the Lord, listen to the text, it says, took him to a place where bones were that were very dry, decomposed. And then the second verse says, which tells me there was some kind of reservation as he was being carried out to observe this thing. The text says he caused me to pass by them round about. And he wanted me to recognize that the thing I was looking at was not just any ordinary bones, but bones that were dry. Then, in the midst of the observation of the spirit realm, he's asked a question, which is a question that most of us would have difficult answering, because we are not dealing with a Lazarus situation where there's flesh, but we're looking at something that's dry and almost at a decomposed situation. then God says, now I want to ask you a question. Can these bones live? And I've come to prophesy and speak to someone who's had a prophetic word over your life. But right now, your present circumstances is contrary to what the word that is over your life. But the Holy Ghost told me to tell you, you need to ask yourself the question, because tonight you're about to transport in the realm of the spirit. And the thing that was bothering you in the natural is going to look completely different in the spiritual. I'm trying to find my people. Maybe up here will help me, because there's about 10 people who's going to get it in a minute. And so the Bible says that he asked him, can these bones live? And the question was, he says, oh Lord, thou knowest. Then he says, I want you to do this in the realms of the spirit. As you're carried out, the hand of the Lord is on, and the hand of God is consistently on him. And then he says, prophesy, predict, sing, speak to the thing that's dry, and decompose and tell it to live. The prophecy that you thought was not coming to pass. Is a relationship with God. I got to preach it in here. The only thing that can cause him to recover from that kind of psychological dilemma is I got to know God. Because if I don't know God, I blow my brains out. Shake somebody's hand like you're going to shake it off. And say, neighbor, the only reason I'm still in church with all I've done is my relationship with God. I feel the Holy Ghost here. You've got to understand it. 7 days, the child is sick, and it took the child for David to get down on his knees. There's times in your life where you got to forget folk and forget how they think. This is my soul that I'm trying to pull up here, and I'm tired of walking in the church with a face like I've got it all together. I've got some abortions. I've got some thieving. I've got some bad attitudes hanging over me. And I don't care how you talk about blessing. I got to free myself from what's inside in order to walk with God. I've cheated too many times on my IRS statement for me to just have joy. My conscience is bothering me. Sometimes the Lord exposes to save. So here come Nathan pointing at David. Thou art the man. But he puts him down with the innocent child. And I feel David as he begins to write Psalms 51. For he's laying out before the Lord. Touch your neighbor. Say, it ain't about your profession now. It ain't about being king now. It ain't about being pastor of the biggest church in town. It ain't about being a deacon. It ain't about being a singer. It's about being a friend with the God of your salvation. So I heard him when he said, I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. I can't sleep at night. I can't eat in the morning. I can't move around. I can't praise you, because my sin is driving me crazy. But I want to know, Lord, I can't talk to you right, because he's already dead. I can't talk to the saints, because they want to talk about me, looking for a reason to put me down. But against thee and against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in my sight. But Lord, remember, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin my mother did conceive me. But I do know that I am wrong. Pull on somebody. Tell them you coming out tonight. You getting ready for your blessing. You coming out. So he cried out to God, have mercy upon me, oh God, according to thy loving kindness. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Touch your neighbor, say, I need a washing. I need a washing. I need a washing. Don't be so stuck up tonight that you won't admit it. I need a washing. I came to Dallas to get a washing. Wash me through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Then create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew within me a right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence. And somebody holler, take not the Holy Spirit. Shake somebody's hand, say, I still got it. I've been weak, but I still have the Holy Ghost. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I feel like shouting. Can I preach just a minute? I know you're tired, but touch three people real quick and tell them the child is dead. It's time to get up. The child is dead. I feel the Holy Ghost. Can I preach it here? Touch somebody else. Say the child is dead. It's time to get up. The innocent child, he's already dead. He was nailed through the inner metatarsal space of his foot. The child is dead. He was nailed through the carpal and the radius bone. The child is dead. He had a crown of thorns on his head. He was pierced in his side. He was laid in a tomb. The child is dead. Get up and tell the devil it's over. Hallelujah. The abortion is over. You can't change it. You're crying all night, but it's over. It's over. The marriage is over. He won't come back. It's over. The jail term is over. Get up. Tell the devil, I'm ready to praise the name of the Lord. I'm ready to shout like I never shouted. I'm ready to lift him up. I feel like preaching. I feel like rejoicing. Grab your neighbor. I got time to judge you. I got to praise in myself. Open your mouth and lift him up. It's over. Get up. If I'm going to sit here and let the devil keep me looking back when all of my life is in front of me, oh God, the reason he wants you in your past is because you got too much future and you can't go this way. You got to turn around and tell the devil it's over. Get up. Get up. Yeah. somebody being released. I feel somebody letting it go. Put it under your feet. It ain't over your head. It's under your feet. Walk on from it. Tell the devil, I'm getting ready to walk in my vision, and guilt is not a part of it. It's time to get up and go. Hallelujah. 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 It's over. I can't change it. I can't fix it. I wish it never happened, but it did. So now what am I going to do? I'm not indifferent, but I've suffered as the victim of the consequence of my own behavior. But I'm getting up now. Where is that pastor wanted to resign? Don't resign, get up now. Where is that singer? Don't think you're blessed anymore? Get up now. When God anointed you with that gift before the foundation of the world, he knew you would come to this point. The thing that's going to revive you is your relationship. Holy Spirit, just descend in this place right now. I want you to take one person by both hands. I want you to get one partner by both hands. Get somebody. It's over. From that baby's conception to that baby's birth plus 7 days. But it's over. I don't want you to even act like you gotta make somebody feel like you are all that. Because you don't have to do it. You don't have to write a bad check, because God knows your heart when you give. And you sure don't have to state a bad prayer, because God already knows your heart. That thing that has been haunting you and has diminished you until you're about to lose your mind over it. God sent me to tell you, get up, wash yourself off. Get your best clothes on. Meet me at the house of prayer. And when you get there, open your mouth so that I can move. It's over. You can't do a thing about it now. But I still got some blessings. I still got some anointing. I still got some territories to raise you up in. It's over! You can't redo that abortion. Oh, God. You're crying about, you're wondering in the night what the child could be. What you did. It's over. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us. Cleanse us. Cleanse us. You wish you weren't so terrible when you were young, but it's over. Still blaming yourself for what somebody did to you at 13. It's over. You can't be a victim all your life. It's over. It's over. Still trying to hide it. It's 15 years ago. So what if they find out? It's over. Let the healing flow. Let the healing flow.
Let the healing flow. Let the healing flow. Let it flow. You cry if you have to. If anybody ought to be benefited by your tears, it ought to be you. If anybody ought to benefit by your boo-hooing, it ought to be you. If anybody, it ought to be you. It's over. We got some praising to do. We got some worshiping to do. We got a mission yet to do. We got some visions yet to move in. We've got a life yet to live. God has anointed you for a purpose. Get up. Get up. The nation is waiting for you. Get up. The children of Israel need a king. Get up. Get up. Don't hurt yourself. Hallelujah. 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 Hold on to that person. Hold on to that person. Hold on to that person. Hold on. You know the secret thing, Lord. You know the secret thing. Now, Lord, purge now. Purge now. Cleanse now. God, God, send that anointing. Move it in these hands. Move it, move it, move it. Move it through them. Move it all over them. Move it now, Lord. Take that nightmare. I will not have another nightmare. I will not think that thought. I am free. I am delivered. It is behind me. It is over. I'm ready to walk in my vision. I'm ready to walk in my purpose. I'm ready to pick up where I left off. I've been 6 months, a year, 10 months, 7 months, years going through this, but it's over right now. In the name of Jesus, I command it done. In the name of Jesus, I command it fixed right now. Right now. I think it was in verse 15 where David said, open your mouth, and Lord, open my mouth. Move through my lips. Let me praise you. Let me lift you up. Restore the joy of my salvation. I'm going to make it. I want you to celebrate. If you believe it's over, loose those hands. Lift up your God. Celebrate. Celebrate. I feel it lifting. I feel it lifting. I'm leaving Dallas clean. I'm leaving Dallas refreshed. I've been blessed inside and outside. I'm leaving Dallas with my past behind me. Oh God, I went to Dallas and my past is behind me now. Touch three people real quick and tell them it's over. I got to go on. It's over. I'm moving to the next level. It's over. My mind is clear. I can see now. I can hear from God. It's over. Oh, God. Holy. I want you to shout one word. I want you to shout one word. I want you to shout just one word from the depth of your heart. Don't say it if you haven't received it. But I want you to shout as loud as you can. Deliver.
it's over.
Closing.